Hey, so how about this though? We back. Episode 2, nigga. Season 2, nigga. We in here. We got a few special guests in the building. Shout out to P.
Yo.
Miss Precious with that. My man JD in the building with that.
What's goody?
I need y'all to project y'all voices, nigga. You know, niggas black people shit.
I'm watching the waves. I'm hoping that the waves is telling us, you know.
Nah,
it's just for decoration. It's for decoration. This shit look good. It look good. Hey, Cole, what up? Top model.
Hey.
So we in here, man. You know we got some dope topics for y'all. Different topics. We're going to switch it up. We've been a little ratchet, but you know we're going to keep it PG and not PG and all that good stuff. So, y'all listening to Deadass. We be back. We about to play some music real quick, but we got some good shit for y'all, you know what I mean? Tune in to the best podcast on the motherfucking internet. You heard the real Deadass. Fuck the mother nigga. Deadass. Hey, so we back. And
so loud.
Yeah, like, cause I need the niggas need to hear what the fuck I'm saying. You know what I mean? So we got parenting.
Yeesh.
The art of parenting. The modern day parents. Like
We're different.
How y'all feel about this, man? Like, I mean, I don't
shit need to go back to where it was.
It definitely does.
No, absolutely not. Yes.
I don't think everybody's parenting, yes. And but you know, I feel
like there has to be a balance, though, yo.
Balance.
Like you gotta think about it. Like there are certain things that we try to teach our children because we didn't have, but we don't realize the experiences that we had. Like is what made us who we are, and us the learning things that we learned. So it's like us trying to like provide this great lifestyle for our children is of causing them to miss out on the lessons that we had.
I feel you, cause I be so definitely on some shit.
So without the balance,
that's without the balance.
Yeah,
like so we need balance though, right?
We need
take the balance out.
Take the balance out. Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you on that one.
We need, nah, we need everything.
We need balance
and no balance.
We turned out perfectly fine without the balance.
Who turned out? We all fucked up.
I did.
Everybody, we all fucked up.
I don't
like. I feel like in the black community as a whole, like trauma is not addressed.
That's
in the black
true.
Community.
That's
like,
very true.
Like if you have to recover from your childhood, which a lot of black people do, we just don't address it.
That is very true.
Then there's an issue. Like I feel like there's an issue in like how can you teach another child some shit that you wasn't even feeling when your parents was teaching this shit to you. Nah.
And you still dealing with that shit today.
Yeah, like you still all fucked up in your head.
That's true. That's very true.
But it's like
all of us.
I mean,
every single one.
You're
not going to sit there and sit up there like a motherfucker. Princess Poodle, nigga. Like, nah.
I ain't got no problems. Like, no parent is perfect, period. Clear across the board. No parent is perfect. So, right. I mean, you got to work with it, but y'all turned out fine.
But did you?
You didn't die.
But did you die? But we also went through a lot.
Everybody goes through a lot of traumatic experiences.
So there has to be a balance, though, right? Because when you got a kid who
balance as far as what though? When your parents want your kids to do better than you.
Right.
You want to teach your kids certain things, but you also want to let them be a child at the same time.
But their experience isn't the same as our experience though. Like we grew up in a completely different environment.
Yeah, that's true.
When you got a nigga eating cashews on the couch looking at
SpongeBob, yeah.
Versus somebody in the trap with a You know what I'm saying? It's different. Like now is the trauma
sunflower seeds, it's all the same.
Like this, and this is one that I
but they also go through their trauma, my nigga. Like,
right, that's what I'm saying right now.
Like not having a certain if your dad ain't there, trauma. If your mom ain't there, trauma.
Facts.
Like certain
trauma
shit, like,
is the way that somebody internalizes.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's all different.
But sometimes you gotta be that person to be like, nigga, that ain't shit. You shut the fuck up.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
It is coming to terms with what you had to deal with.
If my son came to me and was like, yo, dad, this math is hard. I don't know how I'm going to live beyond this moment.
Nigga, 2 + 2 is that?
Not even that, though.
The fuck?
First of fucking all.
Bruh.
Decimals, nigga.
Like, my thing is like, bruh, like, This shit $30,000 a semester. You don't get the fuck out my face, dog. Like, listen, like, no, I'm not trying to do that. Like,
nigga, yeah. My son's 7. I be going in on this nigga on homework. I know this nigga knows certain shit. And he tried to play that. You just
now read radio. This. Yeah.
And now you saying this.
Yeah.
And now I'm ready to smack the whole entire fuck. But I'm not. I tell him that kind of stuff. Scared me. In the fear, y'all need the fear of God. In
see,
this
see, here's the thing. We my son. Gone. I ain't even thought about it. Gone. All right, took off. He be like,
I be trying. Like, I be trying. I try to get. I try to get a nigga leeway now. Cause I try to get a leeway. Like, let me be a kid. Let me do some. Cause
the
shit.
Thing is, if I don't give him the hard lesson now,
nobody is.
Right. Exactly. But then he gonna go in like, man. Have you noticed like one of the biggest things that we see in society now on TV is like. These kids being raised in these privileged or these entitlement spaces,
with
right?
With that balance.
But we're that's, not, that's but what like, y'all want the though. Parent isn't explaining to them. No, no,
thank
not
you.
At all.
Say it again.
The parent
parents
is
not
explaining
thank you.
To them, like, yo, like, you really as exactly. seen as a black man in America. Like, right. no. Like, before you step outside this door, let me teach you this. Don't point no gun at nobody, mm-hmm. whether it's a toy, whether it's real. Don't it's certain
we gotta explain everything right, like yeah. it's different niggas like gotta explain yeah. everything to
we didn't have
children.
To explain that we was growing up like
right. it was just certain shit you knew right, and like yeah. you just figured out along the way it's a
but
different
era know,
times
that.
Have changed kids have changed like society has changed yeah. so you have to approach things differently so it has to be balanced
I give you that
it yeah. has to
it's certain situations
it's certain shit you just can't like you can and can't do like not can't but when it comes to your kids like you gotta
yeah, you gotta teach them based on like, their experience. That. You can't teach them based on our own. Like,
but like, I disagree and I agree at the same time because I'm a teach my kids shit that I grew up on and certain experiences I grew up on, but they can't relate because they're not going through it. But I'm also explaining things to them like, look, you're not the same as other kids. You're different. I'm raising you to be a certain way, or your mom's raising you to be a certain way, or X, Y, and Z. Y'all got to think differently. You got to act differently. Society is changing, and they don't understand that shit because they're kids. So, but
right, yeah.
as long as you instill in certain morals and values, because morals and values have been lost. Society right now, none of that shit is in
place. But the thing is, like, you got to respect the hustle, though. Like, you got to think about it, like, there's always been, in history, right? If we look at our history, there's always been a necessity of passing the baton, right? So right. you came off the slave ship, you was passing the baton for freedom. You passed the baton for freedom to, you know, like, owning land or having right. your own business. And
right.
you went so to education
right.
and having equality. But then the 80s hit, or the 70s, the 70s, 80s hit, right? And everybody was about having
damn,
freedom.
Damn, you skipped mad time.
You did.
Yeah, we got it. Like, you got to this one point in the space and era and time where you're saying that, like, we didn't know who our enemy was. We didn't know what was actually occurring in the existence of what in front of us.
A lot of people still don't.
Right.
But we still think we are enemies.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And on some real shit, we are.
We are, though.
Right. We the only culture that don't. Stick to, together as we should, as much 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 as we should. We don't.
As a whole, no, we don't.
But even white people as a whole don't stick together.
They don't. But
but
they'll help each other.
They'll
quicker to
help
each other out.
Quicker than a black person would.
I don't know.
Spanish people.
They would. I feel like right now in 2019, black people like we are hella like if I see another sis and she got a business. Friend or no friend, I'm supporting her.
That's
you.
That's
like,
not every black person.
That's true. Hold on.
But I feel
that's
like good. We support
look,
each
say
other.
Say that.
No, we don't.
That's great. But we gotta get back to topic. Parenting. Because
okay.
that's actually, and we actually about to get into that. It's a good segue. But look, parenting though, mothers, please be mothers.
I'm a whole ass mother.
Gotta be
a whole,
like entire, not whole. Whole.
Oh,
okay. Whole. Not
girl,
whole.
I thought you were
y'all niggas faces. Y'all niggas
like,
faces. That's what
you
said. Whole.
W-H-O-L-E.
Yeah,
whole. Not whole.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I had to clear that up. I had to clear that up.
This shit took a turn.
Whole mother.
Whole.
I'm a whole father. You a whole father.
So my thing
like,
is, my
please
thing
be parent. If you're gonna be a parent,
talk
be a parent.
To
talk to your
children.
Yes.
I feel like
don't
I
just sit around and be on your
nah,
phones.
Nah.
Really explain shit to your kids.
Okay, yeah.
You
spend
do have to
time
spend
with
time
your
with
kids.
But I feel like that's where you get the balance. Like I feel like as a mother, right? I'm also like I remember my mom saying like I'm not your friend.
That, yo, that's the real.
Nah,
no.
That's
no.
where we fuck up at.
No, it's not. It
I
is.
I feel
no,
like you can still. You can. I can still instill respect, all of that shit, into my children. But at the same time,
once they get to a certain age, as a child, it's a duck. I'm gonna keep it there. Not your friend.
From birth,
when they get to a certain age, yes, I agree with you. When they get to a certain age,
it's too late. I don't trust you at this point. You ain't never been my friend up until now.
Like, tell me everything.
You put on different hats. You put on different hats.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
So as a parent, I'm gonna wear different hats. I'm gonna be a teacher.
I would never.
I'm being mad different things as a parent. I would never ever forget this shit, son.
Because my mom used to say that shit to me. Yeah, I am not your
friend. That shit stuck to me.
First breath of my son crying. Nigga, shut up! Fear of God. Out gate.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I do it. I do it. Mother coddle you. I'm trying to save your life.
No, but that's where black men fuck up at.
I didn't have that.
Was the black man just absent? No, 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 no.
My dad was absent. My uncle was there. Okay. But my uncle wasn't on my ass like that.
But they need it.
We need niggas on our ass like that.
Straight out the womb.
Listen.
Yes.
I was having grown ass conversations with my son,
holding my son like the Lion King. Explaining to him about life, I was spazzing on my son. As a infant, explain to him about life.
I'm gonna tell you
why. He can't even understand
that's where the balance no, needs to be. I feel like as black men, y'all miss the balance.
No.
Like you should be able to absolutely like be the stern, aggressive type.
And also,
however, like okay, something. I feel like y'all about to go off. But like, should a father kiss their son
on the cheek? Yes.
I have seen black men not even hug their children. Hugging and kissing is two different things. After a certain age, I don't care how much I'm gonna kiss them, you have to show them affection at a certain age. You gotta think about this because you have this idea about how you want to raise your son, right? And I can respect that wholeheartedly, right? But there's this thing about once he leave outside that door of the world,
it's not going to see him the same way.
Right, but I'm not the world. I'm supposed to show that love, but that's the world ain't going to show that love.
Right,
but if you got to deal with the world outside and then come in the crib and deal with the same shit,
that's a mental thing that black people have. That's why it's balanced.
Yeah.
Like, but like, that's why it gotta be balanced. Cause you gonna get that outside, but when you come home, you gonna get some of that home, but you also gonna get love too. You also gotta get love too, cause I'm not giving you all that shit you get outside.
We got example after example after example of what occurs when the black man isn't nurtured in a way in which he identifies with himself how the world does.
True.
We know. Man, dog, you and I both know.
You right.
It ain't no way in hell the police gonna pull me up in the burg. The whole city know me.
Facts.
All the police know me.
You right.
I'm not reaching for Nate
Gunn. Man, so the stand. But
the shit in the glove apartment.
Fact. Big fact.
Hey, look, the shit in the glove apartment, dog. Go ahead and get it.
You right.
Go get it.
So you should go home and deal with the same thing?
Listen what I said to you. The lesson has to be taught long before
they go even go to, Yeah,
I agree.
You ever seen All American?
I don't know.
All right, so boom. This is an episode of All American,
oh, no,
right?
I haven't seen that.
Where there's this kid, he grows up in Beverly Hills, and he's coming to Crenshaw, right? He drives his red Mustang, right?
He got killed.
No,
I'm thinking of a movie.
But they pull him over, right? But his dad's always taught him to be assertive and always speak up for himself, right? But he ain't never been in a situation where the police identify him as a black man.
Okay. But been good because
he talking shit to the police.
Yeah. Right.
The policeman like, nigga, drag you out the car, let you touch his hood, let you touch his concrete. And the dude tell him the whole time, yo, look, keep your eyes on me. Don't do nothing crazy. They gonna kill you right now. Right. And you don't understand that as a black woman, but right now you gotta think about it.
No, I absolutely
as a black,
understand.
Right?
I'm following.
But as a black man though, right, there's a necessity to teach our black men.
Black man or woman.
Listen,
both. Yeah,
but
right. more so, we dealing with the same shit. Black women dealing with the same shit.
We've been dying since two. Like, let's not disconstrue this. Everybody talk about Sandra Bland, but let's keep it a buck. We got since 2004 with Justin Davis, the first stand your ground case that was nationally known.
Yeah, because right? it's been going on for forever. But,
right.
But yes.
But the thing is, a black male, it seems a threat. I played sports my entire life, right? And here's the thing you got to think about it. The same embodiment as 6'4", 194-pound solid muscle that's praised on the football field, the instantaneous that I leave that field, I'm a fucking
nigga.
Threat. Yeah, yeah. And they're not oblivious to this. Their idea from the moment I leave that field, keep eyes on him.
That's why you gotta teach your kids.
He's already aggressive as a football player.
Yeah.
He's already aggressive as an athlete. He's already growing up in this disadvantaged community. He's already a threat.
He's a black
probably
man.
A gangbanger.
Yeah.
And you have
regardless
to be
of your
able
education,
to,
yeah.
Beyond where you come from, right? Beyond the understanding that other people have for you, right? You can be a straight A student. You can be in the glee club. It means nothing when that officer sees you.
At all.
Sees a threat. He has every right to acknowledge you.
Mm.
And that's not taking anything from the black woman. I understand the plight of a black woman on the day-to-day and dealing in white America, right? And going into the boardrooms and working as a secretary and having to continuously day in and day out deal with the aggression of how white America sees you.
Look, I ain't gonna interrupt because that, yo, you are speaking
you're not
facts.
Interrupt them.
But look, no, we gonna agree and disagree because this shit
I'm
getting deep. And just, yo, look. Be better parents, please. Mothers, mothers, fathers, be fathers.
Whatever way you feel like, it necessary.
If you are keeping parents. Your child from the other parent, let that shit go. Let that hurt go.
We ain't even
let them see that. Because
that.
Right. That shit is terrible. Because niggas do better. Women do better. We're going to agree disagree. Let us know how y'all feel. Send us some voice messages.
Niggas do better. Women
please.
Do better.
Jesus Christ.
The children is
we'll be back. We'll play some music. Some Megan Stallion or something. It's dead ass. So yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. This is Deadass. Shout out to DJ Jamaican Lion.
Woo-hoo.
Shout out to everybody who tunes in and gives us feedback and sends us voice messages. We got another topic. Racism.
Sheesh.
This period.
Heavy. Here we go.
I personally feel like I personally feel like everyone is prejudiced. Everyone prejudges. Everybody has
hell yeah.
Their
racist.
Yeah, we want our race. I love everybody, so let's get this out there.
Listen.
I have white friends, Cody Sloan.
Begin. I got white friends too.
Connor Talbot, Joe Talbot, Annie Bird, everybody invest in New York.
I love
my white boys. They love me. Listen. They show me love. I love my white boys.
I
love everybody.
Every Monday with a shout out to all my white friends for all the bullshit they about to see for the rest of the week.
Yeah, like fuck it.
Every single
this
week.
What it is. Everybody's prejudiced though. Chinese people, Spanish people, black people, we all prejudiced. We all prejudge people.
But you got to think about, like, prejudice and racism is, like,
two totally different things. First of all, let me start this by saying this. I personally respect. Don't take this the wrong way. I know a lot of y'all love.
Oh, I'm about to.
A nigga like Donald Trump who's openly racist. I would rather know that you're racist. Wait. I'd rather know that you don't give a fuck about me than smiling in my face.
But the thing is, you got.
I'd rather you. I respect that. You keep it in a band. Like, okay, I don't fuck with you and your kind. Cool. I know how to. How to maneuver
here's
with you.
Trump,
I respect shit like
Trump,
that.
Trump.
Not just Trump, just anybody.
Right.
It could be Joe Blow at the store.
If
you openly don't like me, that's cool. We don't have to speak. You see the wall every day. You don't talk to the wall. Treat me the same fucking way. Right. Like, I respect shit like
but the
that.
Thing,
I'd rather know that. Don't smile in my face. Oh, that's my black friend. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then turn around. Fuck these niggas.
If you behind closed
Darkie.
Doors, you behind closed doors, motherfuckers say a lot of shit.
A lot.
Doors.
All right. Our own people say a lot of shit.
But the thing is,
we talk about white people in, I mean, Yeah, I mean, it's like, but it's the same way. Just like we talk about people behind closed doors, they talk about us.
Nigga, Chinese people, these niggas is rude. Chinese is like, they don't give a fuck. When y'all get your feet done, and
they will take our shit right now. Why are you doing this shit? I don't give a fuck. You don't do these feet.
Here's the thing.
They be like, her feet crusty, girl.
Hell yeah.
Her feet smell like fried chicken.
Yo. Yeah.
But here's the thing.
First of all, fried chicken smell real good.
Whoa.
Not on feet.
Not on feet.
He's 2019.
In 2019, like, we're caught up on the color race. The people that's like the seven figures and above, they don't give a fuck about color.
That's true.
How can you make? Nah, to a certain extent.
I'm saying, seven figures, they care. They don't broadcast it. I can't hear nothing you say right now. I'm gonna tell you why it's different, right? Because right now, I'm gonna tell you why they don't care.
Because right now,
can you get that black for me, though, please?
On the podcast?
I need to smoke on this one.
So here's the thing, sheesh. Right? The thing is, right, is about self-preservation.
Facts.
That's always gonna be.
That's everybody.
Right.
Oh, shit, wrong person.
Okay, no, that's
shit. You know what?
We gonna share it anyway.
All right, yeah. That's bro.
Yeah, I know. We good, dude.
You're alright, man. Love you, bro. Yo, keep going. Keep going. Self-preservation.
Yeah, self-preservation, right?
Thank you, man.
Like, if you know that a person, like Trump, we know that Trump didn't make his money, but he got to be able to make sure this money thrives. But the only way he can make his money thrive is if more money is put into what he's doing. Trump not invested in them white people, the rednecks that got them, they voted with him.
True.
What Trump is doing is saying, I don't like black people because
you're in the bag.
Yeah, he's smart. But the thing is, I don't agree with none of this shit, but he's smart as shit.
With an $8 million net worth, dog, I'm literally saying to you right now, I don't give a fuck if Trump say he hate. Trump get up to you and say I hate niggers. You know what I'm gonna say? As long as that motherfucking goddamn portfolio keep growing, I don't give a fuck what you say. And what I'm saying to you is, when you get to a certain level, you don't sacrifice your position and color. But you also identify how the game is actually played. We all, on the surface level,
we're all
playing this game about
color. So basically, chess, not checkers.
Definitely. Okay. And the thing is...
But it's hard to do that because we're so emotionally attached to our culture. So you can't say... I mean, I get what you're saying because we think differently. So I get what you're saying. Uh-huh. But also, it's an emotional component to that. It's like, nigga, I'm black.
I'm keeping it
so at the same time,
it's X, Y, and Z. No,
but here's the thing.
Because when Obama was in office, they wouldn't be doing this shit now. I'm going to tell you.
Surface level, right?
Yeah.
They need the color confrontation. The reason why you need the color confrontation because as long as the colors are folks on each other, the motherfuckers with the millions ain't gotta worry about doing
shit.
A goddamn thing.
Because
they gonna continue to make the millions.
Facts.
They gonna continue to make the guns.
That's a fact.
They gonna continue to make the tiki torches. Mm-hmm. They gonna continue to supply Target. They gonna do all this shit.
And as soon as the black man come in there, then what? Then what? Their attention is going to what? Towards what?
2 years I have been in this conference.
Let black men come in and disrupt their money flow. I'm giving it to you right now. Go ahead.
5 years of prison,
Mayor.
4 years home, 2 years in the ownership.
And my guy's doing his fucking thing.
Aerospace manufacturing facility, right?
Love this guy.
Boom. Real recognized, oh, real, no, right?
Not
that's my book.
I'm literally telling you in this space, right?
Go ahead.
6 months of having to navigate controlling the acquisition of my projects and seeing them into fruition, right? After those 6 months, they was like, well, damn, we can't get rid of this nigga. This is how we gonna make money together.
And I remember you telling me about
this is what I'm saying to you. It's not for the masses. That's what I'm saying to you right now.
Okay, but that doesn't negate the fact that once that one gets Obama, they go.
That's what I'm saying to you.
We see it.
No, it's not true.
I'm not saying that. What you mean it's not true?
Yeah, but you are different. You are different.
No, listen, what I'm going to say to you.
You're a different character.
With the capacity that we've seen with black people being killed, with the capacity that we've seen for everything that's been going on in society, right? It's either one of two things. You either say, I'm not going to put a black man in office and we're going to ask for reparations, or we're going to put a black man in office and say, when there's a black president, why do we got to pay reparations? That's true. Everything's equal.
That's true.
That's why, like, right now, everybody's talking about reparations. Now is not a good time. Number one, as a black community, the entirety, we're not ready for reparations. We don't even have the idea and identification of financial literacy.
Big facts.
You give $5 million to every single black person in the community.
Niggas
right
gonna
now,
fuck it up.
That shit's going back into the white
right man's pot. Say it again!
But once you do that,
say that shit!
Once that occurs, now you've taken away every fight and every argument that we've ever had. Because now what they're gonna say is, We paid this. Made amends for what we've done, and they still choose to be.
Look at him. Round table. How you feel?
No, go ahead. I'm not saying that you're not right. The white man at the top that has money is not worried about us, and that's not true.
That's not what I said. What I said is the white man at the top is not worried about color.
They don't do it as much as we do. They keep that shit under wraps.
Listen,
everybody is fucking worried about color.
Hold on. Listen, what I said to you.
That's not true.
That is true.
Wait.
I'm not worried.
Whether it's a little bit or not, everybody, to a degree.
Okay.
Listen, what I'm saying to you. The people at the top, the 1%,
yeah, they don't give a fuck. That's what he said. They don't give a fuck.
Who we got in the office right now?
This is what I'm saying.
Who was in office? He's not at the top. It don't matter. He got money. It's a prime example. They got the 1%. A black man.
But they're not the 1%. They're not the niggas eating that bread.
It don't even matter the whole situation at a whole.
But that's not what we're talking about. The people who we talking about are not Obama and Trump.
Those people we can go back off of right now, it's people who are way above that. You're right. Are they focused on money? Yes. Watch this. But as soon as one person, go ahead.
I got one question for you. In the entirety, in the identification that we have in the entirety of presidency, right? There's always been white men, and white men have always accelerated a position for them to excel, right? Give me one position that Obama posed for solely black people only. Give me one position that Obama posed.
The question is, with the entirety, the question that we don't ask ourselves with Obama is this.
The entirety of a presidency, where we see every single president, you can't use that. I get what you're saying. You can't, but you can't. Because everybody's not going to. Look.
Two things that people cannot agree on: politics and religion, because it's very touchy subject. What everything you say, I agree with, my nigga. Everything. You know.
Right. I can show you.
I know. But do you understand? Do you understand? Everybody's not receptive, and everybody cannot understand certain shit, bro. Like, it's levels to this shit. I know. Here's the thing, right? Racism.
Like, he's talking about racism.
I'm not talking about racism.
No, but you're talking about racism. You're talking about it from a higher.
I'm not, though. I'm literally saying to you right now. That's not what I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying. Listen, you're talking about the green dollar.
right? Which trumps everything.
That's it. That's the only color you're talking about.
Everything. Like, but that I feel ain't like that.
Racism is like racism isn't just politics. Yeah. However, it does control a lot.
Everything.
But there's other facets of racism. That is, you know what I'm saying? Like, that it's is true. Like, wait, you're just talking about racism from one perspective.
That's true. But he made a very good point.
But the audience, does the audience even acknowledge that shit?
Not at all.
What I'm literally saying to you right now is this: the only person that's concerned with the conversation right now is anybody making under six figures. And the reason why I say that is this, right?
That's not true.
I'm gonna tell you why.
To a certain extent, like you said.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm saying that.
So once you get past six figures, you forget about...
No, that's not what we're saying.
This is what I'm saying to you.
Go ahead.
He's not saying that.
I completely was following and mowing the whole shit that
are you
he
ready?
Was,
I'm
he was
ready.
Putting out.
I'm getting ready.
But just now.
Go ahead.
The people that's making the six figures, they're not having the same conversation as the people. We're not having the same conversation. This is what I'm saying to you. So if you're having
think about this.
People come from across the world, across the country, to go to the DMV, right? Where there's an average of $135,000 a year salary, right?
Once you get there,
you're not having the conversation of it's a black on white thing. The conversation once you get to DC is, how am I going to get this bread?
Bread, facts.
And once you
that's
get
it,
there, right?
That's it.
That's everybody,
no, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm going to show you something. Like,
it's not. No need.
Listen, so there's this thing going on. I'm going to give you an example.
Back to racism.
Right?
Racism.
I'm going to give you a... Because
you got deep. You got real deep.
I'm going to give you something.
You got bottom of the ocean deep. I don't really feel like it's too deep.
I don't feel like
it's not. No, it's not. It's a good...
Because everything is about a green dollar. However, like...
I love it.
You went to state, right? Yeah.
I so acknowledge the bill, right? Mm-hmm. There's something that's going on with all HBCUs right now in the country that nobody's paying attention to. What Trump has done, he has made every HBCU what's called the opportunity zone, right? And people who can make the capital gains and own their businesses, right? Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're saying, HBCU, that's just disadvantage. You all can come in and goddamn build whatever the fuck you want to build right here for however much money you want to take on your capital gains, and we're not going to tax you on none of that shit for 10 years. And in that 10-year time frame, you can create the scope for whatever it is you want to build there with whoever you want to use as a subcontractor for whoever you want to fund the money for. That's how we lost Lane. That's how that shit just got fucking overturned. Because we allowed them to come into our communities and create a bunch of bullshit that we ain't need.
Big facts.
But we sitting here arguing about racism.
It's more the bottle. Bring the bottle.
We arguing about racism right now.
Is it more the bottle?
And I can literally...
I don't care. Bring the bottle.
Yo, but show you what my white investors sent me.
It's a swig.
For what they doing for Virginia State University right now. You ain't heard about it. He ain't heard about it. She ain't heard about it. This is how they're going to destroy Virginia State University. You want to read it?
This is real talk. We're not going to read it on air, though.
Not right now.
So look, though, how y'all feel, though? Let us know. Racism, it still exists in every culture.
It does.
We're all racist. Or not maybe racist, prejudice.
I will put my wallet in another pocket
if I see a white man walking next to me with a hoodie on.
I'm lying. You lying.
But if I see a white woman walking next to me, I'll cross the street.
My door is click-click.
I don't care.
ASAP. I don't give a fuck.
I'm racist towards black people too, I'm sorry. Or prejudice. I judge everybody, but I love everybody at the same time, so it's kind of weird. Let us know how y'all feel. Send us those voice messages. We agree, disagree again. But I don't give a fuck because this makes for good conversation. So, you are listening to
Crabs in a Barrel.
Dead ass! Yeah, we back. I know y'all probably laughing like these niggas crazy. This is Deadass, and we back. Want to introduce y'all to my homeboy. Whoa,
yo!
I will not.
OD.
Where's the stem? Pass the stem.
Yo. Let me stop.
So
I want nobody. Got,
for all the listeners, this is it's a black and mild.
It is. What's it?
It's amazing. So we say that correct because sweet. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put that on me. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. So we got P in the building.
Yo.
Hey. Precious, let them know what you got going on. P is fine. I'm not going to put a government out there. Where can they follow you, Miss Lady?
IG, what is this? Sunny.k.robinson.
She's hilarious. I knew her for years. She's
I'm
funny.
I'm okay without Facebook. Like, I don't need nobody familiar, except for family.
She's actually one of the new co-hosts or supposed to be co-hosts of
this nigga be playing. He be playing. Hey. Don't play it all day.
Don't do that.
Nevertheless, I'll be trying to get I am here.
Sorry.
I mean, that's it, right?
Look at him smoke his black so elegantly.
I'm light skinned,
right? Light skinned, right?
Fuck out of here.
Like
whoa,
this.
Whoa, what's wrong with
if you know, you know.
Do you want a three against one with light skin?
I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, I will debate all three of y'all niggas on this light skinned dog.
You're
skin
mad light skinned.
I am a dark skinned nigga with bougie hood tendencies.
Light skinned.
So, what y'all would not
AKA
say?
AKA light skinned.
That's what we call it now.
I resent that.
No, you don't.
Empty ways. We got my mans in the building, like my bro. Like, I can't even call him no bro no more because he's a grown ass man. Like,
he's 38.
Love this guy. Oh, here she go.
I'm still a baby.
Last.
AKA Mr. Anonymous, JD. Y'all know we I ain't gonna add him because.
Word.
Government official. Let them know where they can follow you, but not follow you.
You can't follow me on social media. I'm my own entity.
He's the ghost.
Sheesh.
And that's my guy. I might move to Northern Virginia or somewhere in D.C. or...
That was aggressive.
Very whoa. Much.
The neck
anime. Eat the cake anime. Eat the cake anime.
When she show up in Virginia, when she show up in D.C., I'm going to be like,
That's what you going to do.
Yeah. Diddy style.
Absolutely.
That's what you going to do. Making the band.
Absolutely. That's what you going to do.
Did you get the cheesecake?
I didn't.
She walked for it.
Yeah, she walked for it.
You already know. But look.
Y'all irritating.
We about to be back, play some more music for y'all, man. Follow P. Don't follow, but follow my guy. I'm not even going to let y'all know. I can't even add him. So
my name does not exist.
He's the ghost.
Hey.
And on that note, you listening to? Deadass.
Yeah.
Man, y'all not gonna like this one right
They
here.
Not gonna like it at
let's
all.
Not do this one.
But we back.
Let's have this one out.
So front. Let's get this out of the way. So Myles Garrett from the Browns beat up the quarterback for the Steelers. It was real interesting. Fucked him up, and now he's suspended indefinitely from the NFL. It's kind of fucked up.
Oh.
But I don't like the Steelers, nor do I like the Browns. So I really don't give a fuck. I like Odell Beckham.
The Browns is what team?
Odell Beckham, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I can respect Garrett.
Yeah. He should have fucked them up because they did some wild shit.
There's a lot of things that occurred.
Yeah, like.
Behind the scenes. Yeah, like. You can't grab for a dude's helmet and kick him in the nuts.
And then expect the nigga not to respond.
Like, as a white man that's black.
Nigga, I would have fucked him up.
Nigga, I unleashed a dragon.
He hit him with the fucking helmet. I loved it. I love all of it.
We can't have this conversation. Cause
we're not. Okay, so moving on. Melo's back in the NBA. Shout out to Carmelo Anthony.
Next. They don't know that
one. Oh, I see this.
Yeah, but I'm happy he's back.
Indefinitely.
I'm happy Carmelo's back. Hopefully he makes Portland relevant.
Next topic,
hold on. Top five players in the NBA, I think, are Giannis.
Sports is not going to happen.
James Harden. Kyrie Irving. And somebody else and somebody else. My favorite teams to win the championship is Dallas in football. Basketball. I think,
like the Ravens. I do like them.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
I would love like to know how you all would beat the Patriots. No one in the entirety.
Because they're not going to make it because the Ravens are going to beat them.
Which team is your team?
Lamar Jackson is going to get them out of there.
Or
the Chiefs.
But we're on the opposite side. But one is AFC and one is NFC.
I'm talking about champ, like to win a chip. Like
the
Patriots are probably going to be
you're
there.
Ignore me.
I'm a Patriots fan.
The Patriots. Okay. Patriots. I mean, okay. It's hard to bet against the Patriots. Like,
Tom
hard to bet
against is the greatest white man in America.
Ever.
Oh, okay.
Of, like, ever in life.
And he your really team?
Is. Dallas. You see it? Like,
yeah. I mean, I just wanted the people.
Anyways, Lamar Jackson or the little
Lamar
white
Jackson plays
the,
on?
The Ravens.
Oh, I like
he's really good. Like he's old. Like Lamar Jackson or the curly hair nigga for the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes. One of them are going to get Brady out of there.
I'm
going to
give you the secret. This is what the secret is going to be.
I mean,
Tom Brady's last season is going to be the Super Bowl with the Chiefs and the Patriots. He's going to pass
they can't play in the Super Bowl because they're in the same division. So okay, it's a dub. Sure. So
it's going to be the AFC Championship.
It's
going
to be the Dallas. And well, then the Chiefs are going to
Dallas
the AFC Championship.
Probably not
going to
make it.
We're probably not, but can I be fucking
not at all.
Hopeful
nope,
thinking,
nope,
nigga?
Nope,
the fuck?
Not at all.
All right, so fuck it. On that note, that's it for sports. How do y'all feel about getting out of debt and building credit? That's something that a lot of us black folks don't really know too much about.
Shit.
But
in the words of the great Nipsey Hussle, man, hustle and motivate.
Yeah. So I got something that I'm gonna run past y'all real quick. Knowing what you owe and tracking your payoff progress is very important. You should probably do that if you're trying to like get out of debt. It's a thing that I just looked up called starving and stacking. It's a method geared towards couples. Let me know how y'all feel about this. Because I don't know how I feel about this. Combining finances, living off one income for 18 to 24 months. Jesus.
It's like, possible.
If you're it trying, is.
If you have like,
but it just depends on the relationship.
Yeah, like that's a lot.
If you're on the same page though,
yeah,
that will work. And you can
I saw a couple they definitely paid off like the girls like over $100,000 in debt.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
for her medical school,
right,
and then it was the dude's turn next.
Yeah,
after she became a doctor.
But
shit. Like,
it's crazy.
But they got married in the process.
Like, it's crazy. My mom's and my. I don't want to throw you out there, mom. Sorry, mom. But my mom and her husband, my stepdad, like, I love him because he's great.
But the thing is, if you
they did the same shit.
If you're in the hood and you got some dudes that you know that's like, you'll stand behind them, you got to do the same concept, right? Like, I came home.
But how often is that, my nigga? You a different, but you can't.
I'm going to keep it a buck with
your
you.
Your right? Experiences are not everybody's experience.
Right, very, very true.
I can't say the same thing because niggas back home, I love these niggas dearly. Niggas out here, I have a few.
Here's the difference, though, right? I'm going to give you the difference, right? We all have our expenses that we spent, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much would it realistically cost us to sacrifice 1 year?
Not a lot.
For the collective,
not
right?
A lot, but everybody mind frame ain't like
right,
that.
But the thing is, right, if we all are on the same page and we know we're trying to get somewhere, right, then if I say we all going to work together to get to a space where this one person works. And then once that one person gets there, then they're going to work for the next person.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. You got a ladder. The
that's,
ladder
that's how
only
it should
works.
Be.
Right. But the thing is, like, for me, for example, right, when I got on, I ain't just say, fuck it, I made it and just look, like, never look back, right? Like, it was like, okay, I'm in this space, but I know I need transportation, right? Who I know got a CDL license and who got their own authority? Right, so now I hollered at him. Now like, yo, look, it's $250 that you're on LLC in Virginia. Like, go ahead, go for that. Right, but we got him in place, and I also needed like HVAC work. And he was like, okay, yo, like, all right, boom, we got you booming, you busting, like, you doing the things you doing, and like, all right, we gonna both put into this one person, right? But then once that person got to where they was trying to go, so like, all right, all three of us gonna put into this one person. But it also acts extremely quicker, right? But even in that same capacity, once we all get to what we're trying to go to, then it's a we all going to take a piece of our past and put it
and
together.
Put it, yeah.
And we're going to build into the next person that, in our circle.
That sounds too much like right because everybody doesn't think like that. Because
right.
Somebody, why is it his turn first? Why is this person first?
But
let me give
is,
an example. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
So in West Indian culture,
mm-hmm.
I'm Jamaican. There's Trinidadians who probably listening. Like the podcast is like, I showed you, babe. This shit is literally like people listen to this shit in other countries. It's not just like, and my shit ain't even booming. Like, so, like we never black, but it's this shit called Pardner. I grew up on this shit. I watched my family do this shit. Pardner, it's like maybe 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everybody puts 500 to a stack into a pot. Week one, you get the stack.
Right.
Week two, she gets the stack. Yeah. Week three, or like however it goes, whether it's 2 weeks or 1 week. You know how many times that shit fucked up?
Yeah, because feeling and emotions come into play.
Because people be like, damn, I'm late on my shit, or I don't have my shit. Like, niggas need to do that shit now. Like, it don't got to be called the same thing, or other people call it. Like if people like, look, I'm going to put 200 to the side. I'm going to put it in the pot. This week is Jay is your turn. Next week is P's turn. Next week is my turn. Like, that's how, if we going to come up, my nigga, like, everybody got to eat, my nigga.
It's different because, like, the people that I have with my interaction and my engagement, I done been in the worst of situations with them. Like, we done split a ramen noodle packet in half, and I get a half a block, and they get half a block. That person is, they've already proven the test of time, right? So when you can do that with a half a block of a oodles of noodles, 20 grand, 30 grand, 100 grand, a half a million is nothing.
That's nothing.
Because you show me on a minuscule level that we can do that.
That's true.
But the thing is, it's not just about the, how do we create this space and the capacity for ourselves? It's about how do we grow collectively in this. But when you got a person that is willing to sacrifice the collective for the individual idea, it's never gonna
that's
work.
Very rare, man. Like,
it's not though.
So because me, my sister, my mother, I'm the oldest. I have a younger sister and a younger brother. And then my sister.
Yes.
And then little my baby. Sister has little a baby. Significant other. So shut up, yo. So we like
shout out to the Coronas.
Bruh.
And the Montebello.
And the people that's 31 in this space.
I'm over y'all.
I'm 32 year olds.
So we was talking or whatever, and the idea was that all of us was gonna put like $50 to $100 in, and then like the first go round, like the first month, basically one person would get it. The next month, like each person, so basically each person is putting in $100.
Right, that's like partner. Like
right, so five people, $500 for the first month, shit that like makes that, sense. And then you like the idea was for each of us to put it towards a debt. You know what I'm saying?
That
and
makes so much sense.
To cut
but
it
you
off,
know,
so
here's the secret.
Like, keep going.
But here's the secret.
Oh, wait, hold on, what are you saying? Like, okay. How did that work out?
I mean, so we haven't started it yet, but like, so it was just, and it's in the works right now.
Y'all need to make that happen, and like,
right. Peace. So that's the plan. Like, my mother's a traveling nurse, so she like has stopped traveling for a second, so now she's back on the road and shit. So basically, like, once everybody get their situation figured out and shit, then that's when we're probably gonna start it like in January.
Okay, that's cool.
So,
Hold on, wait. Let me, how you feel?
Go ahead.
Okay.
There's this thing called respect to the hustle, right? There's a such thing as good debt, right? And if you and your family are collectively working together, to create something, a sustainable idea for something that's going to thrive in the market.
Amen.
Whatever debt you got now has become transferable into good debt, right? If you're saying that you have this school debt you need to pay off, but you aren't because you're going to try to build something that's going to make more equity overall, you can create that debt that you have to become a good debt. And that literally transfigures how it works with bankers. Right? If you go into a bank and you say, albeit I got $175 million in school debt that I owe, but I'm not doing it because this thing that me and my family are creating right now is going to create
more
$300 million in equity, they're going to excuse the $175 million. They're going to give you a loan for the $300 million.
Absolutely.
And like, the thing is that we don't know in the black community is that
we were never taught that.
How we transfigure debt, right? We transfigure debt. Like, I literally am, like, this year right here, like, in the last 2 weeks of December, I'm going to Turks and Caicos. I'm probably going to spend $130,000 by myself with four other people that's going to probably spend $130,000 as well.
It's only right.
To be able to balance out our taxes so we can get to closest to black as possible, right? These are the things that they don't talk about, right? Because in the
people
upper
don't
class,
know that we never taught. Right? We not taught that shit.
They don't teach you that the upper class, right? They shared debt. And the reason why they shared debt is because the middle class gonna cover that shit.
It's balance.
If all the upper class shares their debt, that doesn't just disappear. It just weighs on the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to appease the ego of the upper class, because if they don't, we just gonna move that shit somewhere else.
Good point.
Move that shit. I literally move that shit 7,000 miles to Mexico and make another $10 million a year.
So look, let me ask you a question. Building credit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the best way to, for people, for the listeners, for mm-hmm. anybody to build credit, like to honesty, get their credit better?
In all honesty,
aside from getting ready, that like paying off.
So for real,
student loans.
There's a system that's called piggybacking, right?
Right.
We all know somebody successful that really rock with us, right?
That's a very good concept.
Right. So if the idea is that this person is successful and they create this space for themselves, right? And you really, really rock with them.
But how do you do that? Because a lot of people aren't like that.
I'm getting ready to tell you right now.
You're talking about ostriches.
No, like not unicorns. No, like everybody. No, think about this. Everybody knows someone successful.
Not for real. Like, successful to who? Successful to me and you?
Yeah.
Successful to
themselves,
what,
right?
They may think successful is...
So, when I say success...
What you may think successful is may not be...
It's a subjective context, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like when you think of...
Like, the average person... Niggas is like think successful is 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas think that's successful. Like, there's legitimate people who think that is successful in life. That's not shit.
But here's the thing,
like,
though.
Niggas think that shit matters in life. Like, that is not shit.
A person with 100,000
or, like, you got 200 views. That's not successful, bitch. Like, I'm trying to make money. Like, the fuck you mean? 100,000
followers on Instagram?
Or views and likes. That shit don't fucking make you successful.
That's what I'm saying to you. 100,000 followers on Instagram?
Right.
Creates a return. You can market that.
Depending right. on
ho.
Depending on
to you.
If you're not
listen,
getting
listen, listen, listen,
nothing
saying
back
you.
On that, if
that's
nothing
that's like, the difference between a hustler and somebody that's just fucking around. Because right. a hustler know when they hit that six figure mark, now I'm
in
positioning
the position,
myself
yeah.
to other people who right. are trying to see my 100,000 followers right. in their product, in their advertising, or so on and so forth. Give me $500, and I'm gonna let these 100,000 people see this.
Facts.
You can find 20 people at that $500 a piece. It's gonna get you 10 grand. It don't take you
how?
It don't how? Necessarily work that way though.
It do.
It doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
No, it don't.
It not does. Certain ways.
Stuff,
listen,
just
one of my three companies. Is
that's
a
your.
Slow down.
Everybody,
you know
my nigga, like
slow down. Hear me out. Hear
like
me out,
that, bro.
But it's about the hustle. It's some niggas that can goddamn sell or work.
Yeah.
It's some niggas that can rob. It's some niggas that goddamn can do whatever. But it's also niggas that go to school.
True.
Everybody can't move in the same manifestation. But you got to know what your personification is and what it is that you trying to do.
It's staying in niggas' lanes.
Right?
And niggas don't know
lane.
How to stay in their lane.
But if your lane is, if you've acquired 100,000 followers, at that point, right, you have a bargaining option. And I'm going to tell you why you got a bargaining
yes,
option.
Yes, but if...
Listen.
Okay. But what if you pay for them? What if you pay for them?
What
is that real?
But
like, you got
to
actually really...
Listen what I'm saying to you.
There was this
listen.
Girl that had like
I'm
thousands
it a
and thousands
you.
Of followers.
No, you're saying... What you're saying is right, bro. You're not saying nothing wrong.
What y'all saying right now is right.
No,
because... Listen, if you got 100,000
I
want to
hear the story about the girl.
If you got
she made nothing.
If you got 100,000 followers...
A lot of people make nothing that have all this shit.
It's the hustle. It's the risk you gotta take in the hustle. You get bad. So listen, you get
niggas will buy followers,
I don't feel
but
like that's
niggas
not.
Will have out.
That's not what I'm saying.
Like, you're not making
not
money. Like, you just want you do it for popularity.
But that's
like,
not what I'm saying. What
crazy.
I'm saying is, you can battle work. You can go to Carolina battle work for cheap.
Right.
You can bring that shit back and drop it in the water, and that should be nothing.
You're right.
That's the risk you take.
That's true.
But what I'm saying is, if you got 100,000 followers, and you have the capacity as a hustler to say, "I got 100,000 followers." That 100,000 followers ain't cost you shit.
True.
What I'm saying to you is this.
Some people it does cost them.
But when you got six figures of followers, you're now a marketable. Because at the
everybody worst. Everybody doesn't think like that.
That's their fault.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen, in the world, there are wolves.
And there are fucking sheep. Yes.
Listen. Now, if you got 100,000 followers and you don't know how to navigate the space of how to make your 100,000 followers to make you money,
That's your loss. Fact. I don't got shit to do with that.
Fact.
But if I know you got 100,000 followers and I tell you, I give you $10 to post this shit, and you post it, that's your fucking loss.
Big fact.
But I'm going to come up because out of 100,000 people,
I'm gonna somebody get, yeah, absolutely.
Is it's going gonna, to yeah. like what the fuck yep. I'm posting.
Absolutely.
And if I got absolutely. A product or a service
that somebody can benefit
if
from,
if only yeah, yeah. one.
Yep.
Absolutely. If only one.
Yep.
They going to retweet that shit or repost that shit or whatever. Share it.
Share, yeah, yeah.
The whole thing, the whole idea and concept that we have about followers is these followers are mine. I'm going to keep them.
Yeah, niggas is weird.
Nigga,
like,
when you get 100,000,
exactly, like,
market that shit.
Facts.
Because if you hit 100 people with 100,000 followers and $500 a watt, I'm almost guaranteed that 10% is going to hit you.
But even if, it's less, even if it's less than that.
But Najee Bill, that 10% still netted you $5,000 that you ain't left your goddamn house to get.
Right. Mm-hmm. That part.
That's why. That's what we missing. It's a hustle. It's the same thing that when people see a drug dealer and they say,
he putting this shit in our community.
A motherfucker gonna get hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Social
regardless.
Media. Social media. Regardless. Social media? A bitch gonna get hacked on social media.
Regardless.
A bitch gonna work. A bitch.
Hold up.
When I'm saying bitch, I'm not saying male or female.
No, no,
I'm
no. That was general. Absolute okay. gender specific.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
It sounded that way. Oh, okay.
That shit was gender specific.
An individual.
That shit was gender. Okay, oh, okay. Let me change. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
An individual.
Thank you.
Is gonna fuck for that like. A person is going to move for that one like.
Double tap.
Yes. And that's the thing that we don't realize. If you get a post and 200 people like that shit, resend that shit.
Because
the next time you send it, 400 might like that shit. If you send that shit every
but if niggas don't want to buy, if you're not relatable...
Yeah, but
it's not a problem.
We get on topic.
But that's like
hold on, no.
It's not, but it is.
Like, it's legit. This girl on Instagram, she legit had over 100,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
And she advertised like a shirt and shit. Like she put a shirt out.
Maybe shirt wasn't hot.
Nobody bought the shit.
But she probably paid for it. That's not what he's saying.
That's the risk you pay.
I get that.
When you buy it,
I get that.
Because you can battle. Listen, I can leave from Petersburg, Virginia, right now.
But that's not what you just said.
Listen, what I'm saying is,
it is what he said.
That is what I said.
It is. Y'all took it a different way. Y'all took it a different way.
No, I understand what you just said.
That.
What you just said.
Alright, so look, we gonna agree and disagree.
This amount of followers,
you gotta sell
with
it.
Hustle,
you gotta
and
sell
some
it.
Drive.
Obtain secure loans.
But this is what I'm saying to you. All you need is one though.
Non-profit
right?
organizations.
Nobody
this, the,
her shit.
This is the part you're missing.
Pay off your student loans, but don't really pay them off because they ain't shit.
The part you're missing.
Stupid.
Fuck student loans. I'm not paying Sally back. It's Vangent now. I don't know.
At no point in time did I say in the conversation a motherfucker was gonna sell a profit. I mean, a product. What I said was, if you got 100,000 followers, you can market yourself to where
getting an installment loan
is willing to take that, with, that
right,
risk.
Right.
So what I'm saying is this.
Make payments on time.
$100,000.
Get retail store cards.
$100,000.
If you don't have the money for it.
Apply for a secure credit card.
I'm going to tell you why.
What you mean?
I'm going to get it to you.
Ask someone to authorize you to be something.
It's not.
Figure that shit out.
I'm going to give you the hustle right
now. Black people shit.
The hustle. Listen. The hustle is different.
It is very different.
Listen. The hustle is different.
You're on a grander scale of shit, right?
And because I'm not.
It's not. Niggas need to hear.
I completely can feel where you're coming from.
You can't.
But I absolutely
I've been
can.
Home
why
from,
can't I?
I'm gonna tell you why.
Because you've been in jail. Right?
No, no, listen.
But
listen,
maybe you
hold,
think.
Hold,
you
listen,
think.
Listen what I'm saying.
Nevertheless.
Hold on, slow down.
No, listen.
I've been home from prison with no prison, with no degree.
At all.
Right. With no degree at
a
all.
A degree don't mean shit.
This is what I'm
we
saying
all
to
know
you.
That.
This is what I'm saying to you.
We all know
this
that.
This is what I'm saying to you. I came home in a capacity where I lost 5 years
of your life.
I lost 5 years
of your life.
You set but that then,
out. Shout out to Kelby Shepherd School.
Shout out to
True Foundation.
A whole lot of shit that I can't do. As a single mother with two children,
that's your perception. Listen,
absolutely,
your perception,
absolutely.
But that's not wrong. That's not wrong.
It's not absolutely wrong.
That's not
bro. That's real though. That's real.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm gonna tell you why it's not.
Time and time. I got that same time.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna tell you. Keep it.
Them 4 years, I ain't had that same time you had.
Your perception,
absolutely. And your perception, keep going, because I'm gonna just. I'm gonna.
It's the same. It's the same, but it's different.
No, no, it's not.
Come back at it.
It is. I'm gonna tell you why it's what. I'm gonna tell you why it's not. Waiter, at any point in time that you know me in my life, have I not been a go-getter?
You have. But that is...
Hold, this one is sexy.
You can say the same thing about me.
Exactly. I know her.
You can say the same thing about me.
I can say the same thing about her.
Time out, time out.
Time out, time out. Time out, time out, time out.
Go ahead.
I ain't there yet.
You right.
What you choose to do with your time is your responsibility.
That's true to an extent.
I hope. When I came home from prison... As a convicted
you
felon,
got, yeah, but you got an opportunity. I did.
No,
everybody don't get
no.
opportunity.
What I'm saying to you is this:
it's, everybody waiter, don't get certain.
Waiter, keeping the buck.
Yeah,
you know that Rolls Royce didn't hire a convicted felon.
That's true.
Before I came into the space,
that is very true.
I remember.
You remember the yeah, I remember that shit. I remember that.
They didn't hire convicted felons.
You worked the fuck out that shit.
And what I'm saying to you is this.
You got to get the gas.
No, no.
Like, it's
what I'm saying,
listen, gift
listen,
to
listen, listen what I'm saying to you.
You got an absolute gift to God, and
not,
that's not a bad thing. That's
sir,
not a bad thing.
Yo, waiter.
It's not.
Yo, waiter.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not necessarily that. It's not necessarily that.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you.
It's not necessarily that.
How many niggas in my city do you know like me?
None. Zero. No, 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 wait, 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 wait. No, no, I'm going to take that back. Maybe like one or two that are older than you but haven't manifested a lot
the
of shit.
The thing that we fail to realize about life, life is what you make it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but
whatever experiences you go through in life and what you take from it and what you do with it in life after that is solely of you because you only live your life in the same way. Did I only live mass? I chose.
That's agreed.
I chose.
We all agree on that, though.
But as a person without a mother, without a father, living of the city, right, to build a capacity in space where
you definitely come from
somebody in my city,
that's just right, Dutty Cup,
can see me for me, I did what I saw fit for me, right, in my city.
Everybody's not meant saying, for that. That's
right,
your destiny,
that's,
though.
But this,
that's
again,
different.
Let's
everybody
go back.
Don't have
but let's go back.
It's not destined
let's
for them
go
to
back,
do the same shit.
Let's
you
go back to the same original statement. The original statement that we and I had was, in the fucking world, there are wolves
and
there are sheep.
Right.
All right, what I'm saying to you is this. There are some people that's going to win regardless of what situation.
Say the fucking game.
Scenario.
Say it, yo. No, no. People don't understand that shit.
Yo,
you can be down. You can be yo, though. That's some real shit.
There's no way.
Lower scale, higher scale.
I'm going to tell you what.
On your level doesn't mean they did not win.
No, no, no. Exactly.
No, exactly.
That's a different level.
You're taking it that way.
I'm not taking it
that
way.
No, that's not what he's saying.
That's not what he's saying.
Stop.
Listen.
That's not what he's saying.
Your life.
That's not what he's saying.
You
can absolutely be a wolf.
You have every opportunity.
He can
make
be
the
a
best
wolf.
Of your life.
I'm a wolf
what
too,
you
though.
You
exactly.
You can be a wolf. That,
you
can be
nobody's able. Saying that.
Listen, you're absolutely
slow down.
Wolf.
Slow down.
Nah.
Let's respect the hustle.
I'm never absent.
Listen.
Exactly. Just because they win, doesn't mean they didn't win.
What I'm saying to you, what I'm saying is this.
But you a wolf, but so am I.
You can see it. In life,
he's just speaking on some shit.
No, that's not what I'm
saying. You're taking it that way.
In life,
I get what he's saying.
In life. You have to choose.
You're right.
If you want to be a wolf,
right,
or if you want to
you
be
know
a
how
sheep.
Many people out and here that choose to be a wolf and they can't make
no,
it or they
no,
do
not
make it,
but they won't make it or they don't. Like
exactly.
You just said,
no.
They make
oh,
it on
no.
their level, so they are a wolf.
That's their destiny,
and they are a wolf.
Time
out.
So they are a wolf.
Let's keep it a buck.
It's just not on the same level that he's on.
Let's keep it a buck. No,
it's not about what he's.
Yo,
you making
this? I'm not making
this
seem
anyway. I'm gonna give you something right now. Realistically, right?
Go ahead.
How many niggas you done ran across who thought they was fucking wolves until they ran into you they was fucking sheep?
Bro, say it again.
People think that they wolves.
Say it again.
Based on their experience.
No, 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 say it again.
How many people?
Okay, can you break it down for the people who don't understand? People,
right, keep it in the buck.
That think people that they are, oh, no, no.
People
that
they think, are.
Whether it's a wolf as far as gangsters, right. Whether it's as far as getting money.
See,
no, wait, no.
Being
Brent,
a wolf, right?
No,
me,
bro. Break, me, no. Break, I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me.
I'm going to break it down.
That's my point.
Street shit, whether it's not street shit. You can be a wolf as far as a mom. No. I need y'all to hear me.
Him being like the definition of
it's not about him. It's not about what he's doing in general.
For me. Right,
if you're going hard, my nigga.
No, stop it. I'm gonna tell you. For me,
that's
what
you are.
A wolf.
That's you.
Right? It's not about how I identify with my world. Because perception in my head, right? Without the application in the real world, I'll always be the fucking wolf.
Right.
Right. What I'm saying
is. That's your perception, right?
What I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Time out. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
It's the application. In the real world, that allows me to think that I'm the wolf, but also personifies that I'm the wolf and gets me a wolf-like response.
Time out. Everybody can't do that.
At that point in time, when you run across a real fucking wolf, when your idea of a wolf,
you are a
fucking sheep in that situation.
But that's your personification of a wolf and a sheep. Like, a wolf is always going to be a wolf
until they come into a situation where the wolf is greater than them, and now they are goddamn sheep.
So that's like saying everybody a real nigga until they meet a real nigga.
Right. Oh,
But it's not true because certainly
your perception of a wolf is what you give. Like a perception is your perception.
Yeah.
So already mentally, you already know what a wolf is, and if they do exactly what you do, they're a wolf.
That's not true. That's not what I'm saying.
But that's your perception.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
We already established this conversation. Let's
not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Bro, no. We already established that's not what you're saying.
Huh?
Let her talk. We already established that's not what you're saying.
Though, from another perspective, because I don't go as hard as you, but I'm going hard as I can. But I don't meet your perspective of your perception.
If you're
Does that mean I'm not a wolf, I'm a sheep because I'm not up to your standards? Like for your
standards, you're right, but she's right too.
What's she saying?
I get what you're saying.
I'm hearing what she's saying. What she's saying is, in her mind.
Stop. That's not in my mind because I agree with you 100%. I know it's a lot of people's mind.
I agree with everything you said. But it's listen, also... No,
you're
no,
saying,
no, bro,
You've
bro, bro,
seen
bro.
This. Bro, You've bro, seen bro. This in the bro. Day-to-day of experience with me.
Yes.
Everybody always gonna think it is the wolf.
Yes.
Until...
That's not
the
conversation.
What you saying is?
No, bro.
You are... 110% right. Uh-huh. She's also 100% right.
What is she saying?
I'm not listening.
He is also 100% right. Look, just because that's what you did does not mean that I'm
different from you.
It does
because we're going two different paths.
What's your question?
So look.
What's your question?
We going over the topic.
No.
Okay. Y'all niggas sent us the fucking voicemails.
What's your question?
And fucking
your question.
Voice messages.
What's your question? What's your question?
Tell me, we're all about getting some music.
Hold on.
It's dead ass. We about to get into the shit.
We about to get into the shit.
Love y'all.
Here's a...
So, yeah, we're going to end the show on that note.
things got a little heated, but it all makes for good conversation. If we offended anybody, we apologize. It's all love, you know what I mean? Keep sending us those messages. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all have a blessed one, man. Put your best foot forward, you heard? Dead ass.